Slavery was profitable for enslavers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Lou Roper, professor of history at SUNY New Paltz, delves into how the British Empire used slavery to fuel its expansion in the 17th century.
How did the British Empire take shape? Why did England's American colonies develop as they did? My investigations into these questions have led me to determine that English imperial expansion accompanied English involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. From the mid-1610s, networks of merchants and aristocrats realized that slavery constituted the basis for prosperity in overseas ventures. Plantations required bound laborers as well as imports for their maintenance. Merchants supplied these necessaries in return for the agricultural commodities that Anglo-America exported. To acquire African slaves for resale in America, English traders exchanged Indian fabrics that African merchants demanded, paying for these fabrics with African gold. This is the wider context within which the history of English colonization of America came into being. Fierce domestic and international competition over these activities resulted in, for instance, the English capture of New York. The importance of the slave trade also brought greater governmental involvement in the empire. Even so, private interests continued to be the source of imperial initiatives, and the English state played a generally reactive imperial role into the 1800s. Despite numerous setbacks, the pursuit of these endeavors secured commercial and colonizing beachheads from Boston to Barbados to the Bight of Benin to Bombay. In these places, leaders on the ground created variations of the English social and political culture that relied upon slavery, both directly and indirectly, in order to mimic the metropolitan socio-political theme.
That was Lou Roper of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.